Good afternoon, everybody. So a very common question that comes up, I have to admit I'm totally unfamiliar with it, but apparently there's a card game called the Settlers of
Catan.
And apparently this is a very, very common game for yeshiva guys to play on Shabbos. The shaila is, are yeshiva guys allowed to play such a game on Shabbos? So I'm leaving aside the issues of whether is that really the way you're supposed to spend your Shabbos. As Rav Asher Weiss writes at the end of his tshuva on the topic, he doesn't have a tshuva about the Settlers of Catan. He has a tshuva about games on Shabbos. He writes at the end of the tshuva, "Amnam bevadei ein ra'oi le'ish la'asuk be'ele davi bitl Torah ufam moshav leitzim." So, but, you know, it's not the best way to spend Shabbos, but, you know, given that that's the way you'd like to spend Shabbos, so is this a violation of the malacha of Borer? Because I tried to look up the rules of the game this morning so I could understand a little bit what I'm talking about. Apparently there are volumes and volumes of rules and different ways to play the game. It was well beyond my capacity to understand, but the basic idea that I get is that there are certain times that you're stuck with a card, yeah, that you don't want, and therefore you have to discard the card. So the shaila is that a violation of the malacha of borer? So whenever you're discussing the malacha of borer, you always have to look at it on two levels. First thing you have to look at is that is there a mixture bechlal? Is there any tarovas over here? And also, is there two minim to be mixed together? And then once you've determined that there are both of those things, that you have two minim, and that the two minim are mixed together, you then have to figure out, okay, is there a workaround? Meaning, in order to have a borer situation, you first have to have two different minim, and they need to be mixed together. If it's not two different minim, it's not a borer situation. If you have two minim, but they're not really mixed together, you have one on the, you know, one item on that side of the room, and one item on that side of the room, so that's not a borer situation. But if you have a borer situation, then you have to figure out how to get around the borer situation, how to do it in a permissible way, and that's where we know the klal of miyad, biyad, ochel mitoch. So if you do it right away and you do it by hand without using any specialized instrument, and you take the ochel from the psolus, then it's going to be mutter. That's the simplest solution. The other solution, once you have a borer situation, Shmir Shabbos quotes based on, from Rosh Zalman, based on a Rashi Masechah Shabbos, that if you take all of the things that you have mixed together and then you undo the mixture, you have a thing of cards and you throw them all over the room. So now there's a card there, a card there, a card there. So that is no longer a borer situation, and then you'll be allowed to pick out the one that you want. So those are the two basic ways around a borer situation. So first let's discuss, is this a borer situation? Some of the klalim about what makes for a borer situation. So how do you define what's called ochel and what's called psola? So the Rama considers two types of food to be a mixture, but the Rama writes that if you have two sizes of the same food, that is not a mixture. You have a larger piece of grilled chicken and a smaller piece of grilled chicken. That is not a mixture at all. Only qualitative difference would make something ochel psolas, roasted chicken versus fried chicken, you know, different color socks in your sock drawer, something like that. Mishabura and Shin Yotesiv Kantesvav writes, Vida, debasar tzli umavushal, mikri beiz minim linyinzeh, vikol chicken basar shal minei ofos mechulakin. If you have different types of meat, different types of ways of preparing the meat, one meat is fried and one meat is barbecued, that is in fact a mixture of different minim. So when holding cards, it's a little bit tricky because they're all the same shape. They're all, you know, they look very similar to each other. If you don't know the game, they're all the same to you anyhow. And even during the game, depending on what is going on your, you know, in your particular situation in the game, what's good might be bad, what's bad might be good. It it's not as clear of a definition of different items. And then you have to look at, is it even a mixture? The way you accordion out your card, right? Meaning when you hold a hand of cards, I assume like you open them up in that way. So is that called that they're mixed together? So the poskim talk about books on a bookshelf. You have svarim on a shelf. So is that a borer situation? If I go and I pick a sefer off a shelf to use for later, is that a violation because it's not miyad? So the poskim point out, Shvi'is Shabbos and others say that no, that's not a violation because I can clearly identify each sefer on the shelf exactly where it is. That's not something that you look at it and say, oh, that's all mushed together. But if you have all the svarim on a table and they're all piled on top of each other, then that is a mixture, that is in fact a borer situation. What about cards? So when you accordion out the cards, you can identify each one of the cards, but they're each one is covering the other one and they're blocking facing the other one. So that looks a little bit more like a boros situation. I thought maybe to be magdir, would you ever take the wrong one by accident? Meaning on a bookshelf, like it's unless you're not looking, you're going to take the right one every time. If you have a pile, you may pull the wrong one out of a pile. And when you have cards, it could be that you'll pull the wrong one. When you're going for one card, you might accidentally pull the other card. So that may, in fact, be considered a mixture. Well, there's what to argue about it. You know, if you have things on top of a pile, whatever's on top of a pile is not considered to be mixed in with the pile. But Mishnah Berurah says that if you remove the top layers to get to the lower layers, that's mutter because it's a melach shein tzrich legufa, because you're just removing an impediment in order to get to the thing that you're trying to access, and it's in order to get to an access point, which l'chora does not apply at all over here by the card. So now that we know the basic, very, very basic klalim of Borer, let's apply it to this game, or really any card game where you have to discard something, where you have to put something away. So for those games that you take out a card that you need during the game, that you're going to be picking a card that you want, l'chora is very easy. Because even if it is a Borer situation, you're doing it biyad, it's miyad, you're doing it for right away, and you're taking that which you want. You're taking the ochel from the psoles, so problem solved. But apparently, in this game, you take out the card that you don't want, and you're pushing that away. So you're putting it away. So if that's the case, then it is a problem. If it's a Borer situation, you have a problem. Meaning, assuming that this is called different minim, and it's called a tarovitz, it's called a mixture, you have a problem, because you're not doing it in a way that is ochel mitoch psoles. You're doing it in a way that's psoles mitoch ochel. So from what I'm able to gather amongst contemporary poskim, there are three different views how to approach playing this game of settlers. The most machmir view is I didn't speak to any of these poskim myself directly. I'm only Mipia Shmua over here. But Chevra told me that they went up to the second floor and spoke to Rav Willig Shlita about it, and he said, not okay, not pashut at all. That this is something that you should not be doing. I found online that Rav Shmuel, I googled halacha settlers of Catan, and I found that Rav Shmuel Eliyahu is machmir not to play settlers. But they whoever wrote the article, they had no idea why. Because whatever he said in the article could not possibly be what Rav Shmuel Eliyahu really said. So I don't know. But maybe Rav Shmuel Eliyahu is machmir. I don't know. But the most makel view is that of Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva that's published in the back of Minchas Asher and Masechah Shabbos. I don't know if it was ever republished in any of the Shalat Tshuvas from. The Minchas Asher's on Masechtas, he wrote when he was like 25, 30 years old. He wrote those a long, long, long time ago. So he has a tshuva in the back of Minchas Asher and Masechah Shabbos in Simen Vav, where he gives four svaras to be makel. The first two are really the same, so we'll call it three svaras to be makel. First of all, he says that he doesn't consider different numbers on cards to be different minim, because Shimush echad lekulam. They all serve one function, and that is to play a game. It's not that you don't want this card. You want to put this card there because that's how you play the game. Meaning it's not like there's a fundamental value or lack of value to any given card. All of the cards are just there for your imaginary world of the game with its own rules that all contribute to your enjoyment of the game. And therefore he says there's no real difference between one and the other. Bimahuso, vitamo, vishimusho, they're all the same. Meaning you don't even have a Borer situation because it's like two pieces of chicken. It's not two pieces of grilled chicken. It's not a mixture at all. It's not different items at all. And then says that even if they are two minim, they can't be called ochel and psoles because they all play an equal role in making the game enjoyable. He says, you might say that, no, I'm trying to get rid of this card in order to win the game, but they're all part of the same game, all part of the same fun, enjoyable time that you're having. Furthermore, he says, there's only borer if you're sorting in order to use something. But when the entire point is just the act of sorting itself, and there's no next step, maybe that's not called borer. He says he holds the same is true when it comes to the malacha of bona and Lego. That if you put Lego pieces together, why are you putting the Lego pieces together? Because you're trying to construct something that's going to be useful. You're going to make the most, magnificent building that you're then going to live in, or you're going to build build a sword that you're then going to joust with? I mean, no, you're building the Lego to enjoy the building of the Lego, meaning the act itself is the whole purpose. It's not to get you anywhere, and he has this chiddush that maybe that's not called the Malacha of Bona, and over here it would not be called the Malacha of Bora. And then he says, another tzad l'chak, Ela Tshuvas Marshag, Chelek Aleph, or Chaim Simen and Dal and Simen and Zayin, who says that Bora only applies if you plan to leave the items sorted. But if you plan on mixing them all back together anyway, then it's not subject to Borer. And he says, no one agrees with the Marshag. Yeah, but over here it's so awry, meaning it's really just temporary. You're just going to clean up the game and put them all back together anyhow. So it's really, really awry. Maybe others would agree with the Marshag over here. And then he concludes the tshuva by saying, Umikol makom, kivan shekamim misfaros ha'etar anal, afim l'anias daitiyem misfaros bruros. I think all my svaros are great, but mikol makom einam mevuarim b'divrei poskim achronim. But I've yet to find them in any actual svarim. I haven't seen them in other poskim. So therefore, lo ola al daiti lahoros meam hora'a, el kasafti b'derech ha'ara lahalach v'lo lemaisa. He says, so this is not a hora'a, this is just halach v'lo lemaisa. Now, mind you, he was probably 25 years old when he wrote this, or 30 years old when he wrote this. He has picked up some confidence over the years. I don't know. Maybe he backed out on the whole thing, or maybe he has more confidence in all. We have to ask him. But I don't think he would write it that way anymore nowadays. So the third approach is Rabbi Sabalevsky. I did not speak to Rabbi Sabalevsky directly. David Kirsch spoke to Rabbi Sabalevsky, and he said, it could be that it's Borer, it could be that it's not Borer, but you have the easy solutions over here. One solution is you can take all your cards, throw them all over the place, and then pick the one up that you want to discard and discard that. Okay, so that's a little bit of a weird thing to do every time you have you want to get rid of a card. But the other solution you could do is, says Rabbi Sabalevsky, is take the whole hand of cards. I don't know, how many do you hold in your hand at one time in this game?
Can't have more than seven.
Can't have more than seven, good. So you have seven cards in your hand, so take, you're holding them in your left hand, yeah? So take your right hand, pull out the six that you want to keep, and then in your left hand, you're going to be left with the one that you don't want to keep. Good. Then you can throw it out. So then you're taking ochel mitoch psoldes. It's miyad, it's biyad. He said, I don't know. It could be that it's not borer anyway. It could be that Rav Asher Weiss is right. But it's so easy to solve it, so why wouldn't you solve it? Meaning, if it's somewhere in between, Rabbi Willig and Rav Asher Weiss. So again, this is not the way we should probably be spending our Shabbos afternoons, but to the extent that one is spending Shabbos this way, these are the opinions of the halacha. Everyone have a great day.